Joining me now is Matt House with Western Lane Ambulance District. And Matt, you've got a couple things coming up in the next couple of months. Let's talk about those.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. May 23rd, we're doing a region-wide exercise at the request of Peace Harbor Hospital. They have to do an annual surge event to test their capacities and their abilities. So while we did this, Western Lane Emergency Operation Group thought, well, what a great time to actually get all the players involved and let's test our system all the way around. So with Wheatlog being involved, we're doing an active violence incident on May 23rd. At LCC, and there'll be 17 patients that we'll be transporting to Peace Harbor Hospital for treatment assessments. And we're doing this intentionally on the 23rd because Riverbend is doing the same drill the same day. Peace Harbor Hospital will have to manage the patients that we bring to them versus, you know, well, this one could be transferred to definitive care, this one can stay. They'll truly have to take all these 17 patients and do the best that they can for them. Going backwards into April, we're actually doing a tabletop with Wheatlog exercise over this whole event, so we're kind of preparing for the event. And then March 24th, we're actually doing a Stop the Bleed campaign, and we're the first ones in Lynn County. Not that I'm pounding my chest on that, it's just a good thing to know that we're the first ones in Lynn County to get the program out. Stop the Bleed campaign is, if you reference compression-only CPR, where it's just community, layperson, education, it really is the same thing with hemorrhage control. So the goal is on March 24th at Lane Community College, from 10 to 2, we'll open it up to college to do education. The three main target areas is incident awareness and safety, hemorrhage control with tourniquet application, hemorrhage control with wounded bandaging and wound packing. And this is all designed to teach the community, not anything with first responders or EMS responders. It really goes back down to the community. What they're finding in these unfortunate active violence threats, a lot of people could have been saved if just the person next to them knew how to put a tourniquet on or how to, you know, stop bleeding. So that's why we're pushing it out.
Okay, so March 24th is the Stop the Bleed at Lane Community College, mm-hmm. right? And then April is going to be the tabletop events with Wheatlog.
Yes.
Again, at LCC?
No, we'll do that when it's Sizewell Valley Fire.
Sizewell Valley Fire.
And all of Western Lane Emergency Operation Group participants will be a part of it.
Okay. And then in May, the big trauma event will be at Lane Community College, transporting people to Peace Harbor.
Why we want to get that out there, too, is because we want to be conscientious to people that, you know, this is a tenuous topic. So if we're doing something like this as a training, that people are aware that it's a training and it's not a true event going on.
All right. Well, cool. That's a great couple events coming up here. Matt House, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.